Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Wonderful Wednesday to you. It is a Your Word Wednesday, so listen to see if the vocabulary word one of you submitted helped us write today's show. I'm Coy Wire, this is CNN 10, and today is August 19th. So let's start off with a On This Day in History, Man's Best Friend Helped Change the Space Race Forever. On August 19th, 1960, two canine cosmonauts named Belka and Strelka blasted off aboard the Soviet spacecraft Sputnik 5, becoming the first dogs to orbit Earth and make it home alive. And they weren't flying solo. Along for the ride, a rabbit, rats, dozens of mice, and assorted plants and fungi, basically Noah's Ark Space Edition. They orbited the Earth 17 times, spending more than a day in space. The pups followed Laika, a Soviet dog who became the first living creature to be sent into space in 1957, but sadly did not survive. Belka and Strelka, Russian for squirrel and little arrow, became instant folk heroes back home and threw the U.S.-Soviet space race into overdrive. Just 9 months later, Russia's Yuri Gagarin became the first person in space. Less than a decade later, in 1969, the U.S. landed on the moon as part of the Apollo 11 mission. So before humans took one giant leap, a couple of very good girls took some pretty important first steps. Opening arguments begin today in what could become Meta's most consequential legal battle yet over young people and social media. Attorneys general have accused the company behind Instagram and Facebook of deliberately designing features to keep children hooked while misleading the public about potential harms and improperly collecting some children's data. Meta denies these allegations, saying it has invested heavily in protections for teens. Our Claire Duffy has more on exactly what's at stake and how this trial could reshape the social landscape. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Coy. Yeah, we have been following this year this string of thousands of lawsuits that have been filed against Meta and the other big social media platforms, accusing them of creating addictive platforms that have harmed the mental health of young users. Meta has already lost two of those cases this year, putting it on the hook for nearly $1 billion in damages. But what really sets this case that kicks off this week apart is the scale of the potential consequences for Meta. The state attorneys general who have brought this case are seeking as much as $1.4 trillion in damages. And even if they don't get that big of a number, which is nearly as much as Meta is worth on Wall Street, they're also seeking changes to how Meta operates its platform. So if Meta loses this case, we could see really significant changes to how all of us experience social media. This trial that kicked off in federal court in Oakland is part of a case that was brought by 29 state attorneys general. It will be argued by lawyers for four of those states who claim that Meta intentionally designed its platforms to be addictive with features like the endlessly scrolling feeds and the recommendation algorithms, and that all of that has contributed to a mental health crisis among young people in their states. They also claim that Meta misled the public about the risks from its platforms and that it illegally gathered data from children under the age of 13. Now, Meta is pushing back hard on these claims. In a statement, a company spokesperson told us, quote, "The AGs offer no proof that anyone in their states was misled. Claim benign features like having an additional Instagram account somehow harmed their residents, and attempt to penalize Meta for industry-wide challenges like age verification. Rather than sticking to the facts or the law, the states have instead decided to chase an outlandish payout." Now, Coy, a jury will have the chance to consider those arguments, and they will advise the judge who will be responsible for the ultimate verdict in this case. And it's going to be a long one. It's expected to last around 7 weeks, so I will be back with updates.
One of the biggest names in fast fashion could soon go public with a surprising price tag. Chinese e-commerce giant Shein is gearing up for its long-awaited initial public offering, or IPO, when a private company sells shares to the public for the first time. For a company, that can mean raising a mountain of money to expand, and for everyday investors, it means getting a chance to own a tiny piece of the business. Shein was valued at nearly $100 billion just a few years ago. Now it's pitching potential investors with a valuation of just under $30 billion. Our Christy Lou Stout has more on what's driving the e-commerce darling's steep drop in valuation.
You've probably seen Shein haul videos like this. But how much is the company looking to haul for its long-awaited initial public offering in Hong Kong? Reports say under $30 billion. That's quite a drop in valuation from its previous funding rounds, nearly $100 billion in 2022 and $64 billion in 2023. So why has Shein lost its shine? Sheehan tried New York and London before finally getting approval to list here in Hong Kong. It's notorious for its cheap and trendy clothes, mostly made by third-party suppliers in China. It could churn out thousands of new styles a day, which has brought huge profit margins and rapid growth. But it's been hit with higher costs and slowing sales. Sheehan is also facing a probe by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission that could result in significant fines. Over the years, it's faced scrutiny from Western lawmakers over its business practices, including accusations of using forced labor, which Sheehan denies. Also weighing on the retailer, a new €3 sales tax on low-value shipments to curb what the EU calls unfair competition from China.
Pop quiz, hot shot. What is the record for most moves ever played in a master level chess game? 92, 143, 269, or 427? If you said 269, you're no rookie. In 1989, Ivan Nikolic and Goran Arsovic battled for an astonishing 20 hours and 15 minutes in Belgrade, and after 269 moves, it ended in a draw. Chess is making all the right moves under the aegis of Norwegian grandmaster Magnus Carlsen, widely considered the GOAT, and a boost from online play, streaming, and pop culture. The centuries-old game is enjoying a surge in popularity. Our Matthias Grez has more on this old-school game that's been thinking several moves ahead.
How did a 1,500-year-old pastime end up in a tournament alongside Fortnite and Call of Duty? It's fair to say chess has experienced something of a renaissance in recent years. In 2020, Netflix series The Queen's Gambit became a cultural phenomenon. In the first 3 weeks following its October 2020 release, a US market research group said sales of chess sets in the US jumped 87%, and sales of chess books jumped 603%. The winner on chess's Esports World Cup debut in 2025 was, of course, none other than Magnus Carlsen. The suave Scandinavian is no doubt the best player of his generation, and for many, he is the chess GOAT. A chess prodigy who earned the title of Grandmaster at just the age of 13, Carlsen boasts a ridiculous list of records.
As well as the sport and its stars blowing up over the last few years, chess streamers on YouTube and Twitch also experienced a huge surge in popularity. But despite a female protagonist in The Queen's Gambit, played by Anya Taylor-Joy, chess remains a male-dominated sport. According to the International Chess Federation, just 16.5% of registered players are female. Chess influencers and former players Nemo Zhou and Anna Kramling are two of the most high-profile women trying to change that.
Unfortunately, there is a lot of misogyny in chess, and as I got older, it started to really hit me. Like, the fact that I am a woman means I am sometimes treated differently, and fortunately, we've had a ton of stories about women getting harassed at chess events, and the whole backstory for why women have women's only events in the first place is so that we can encourage more girls to play the game.
The trip to Paris was well worth Carlsen's time. He walks away from the tournament with a check for $250,000.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. A new tourist attraction putting the in bird watching. Visit a big American city and there's probably a tour for everything. Food, history, architecture, ghosts. But on your next trip to Philadelphia, how about pigeons? Sure, some people say they're just rats with wings, but one Philly couple is trying to give these birds a serious PR makeover, and it all started when they passed one on the street.
This bird seems sick or injured. I did take her to a rehabilitator. She was malnourished. I don't think she is going to survive on the streets of Philadelphia. So do you want a pet pigeon?
So an impromptu rescue became a pet. The pet became a passion, and the passion has led to weekly Philly pigeon tours, walking tours devoted entirely to one of America's most overlooked urban neighbors. Did you know humans once used homing pigeons to carry messages like sports results, or that they can see ultraviolet light, or that the British used pigeons during World War II to carry intelligence in Nazi-occupied Europe? So maybe it's time we stop looking down on pigeons, although considering where they usually sit, they they've been looking down on us the whole time. All right, congratulations to our Your Word Wednesday winners, Mr. Hardaway and all of our Wildcats at Cashin High School in Oklahoma who submitted Aegis, a noun meaning the control or guidance, especially by an individual, group, or system. Thank you, because under your Aegis, we just got smarter today. We're also giving a shout out from the comment section of our CNN 10 YouTube channel. Mr. O'Darty from Bondurant Middle School in Frankfort, Kentucky, thank you for starting off the school year with us. Rise up, everyone. I'm Coy Wire. Go be a spark of joy today, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.